Advancing health, personalizing care. At Memorial Hermann, this is our mission. This podcast shares the science and stories behind those efforts. Welcome. I'm Dr. Corey Cross. Today we'll be exploring LifeFlight, a critical care air medical transport service serving the greater Houston area. Founded in 1976, the service operates around the clock with crews performing more than 3,500 missions each year. Today, we'll dive deeper into LifeFlight's area of expertise and what sets them apart from other air medical providers. We are thrilled to be joined by John Talley, a flight paramedic for LifeFlight Operations, who will discuss with us LifeFlight's capabilities and tell us about some of the unique equipment found on their aircrafts. John, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, John, tell us about your background and why you chose to work for LifeFlight.
Absolutely. You know, growing up in EMS in the last 10 years in the Houston area, LifeFlight was a big part of a lot of our scene calls, and everyone knew LifeFlight. Getting to see how professional they were, how quick and efficient on scenes, and transporting these patients to a level one trauma center really made a big difference and impact to me, and it was a source for role models. So when I was initially going through EMT Basic, actually one of my instructors worked for LifeFlight, and he still does to this day, and getting to interact with him and learn about the program, it all just left a big impact on me to be the best that I could. So that's where that goal came from.
That's amazing. It's amazing when you have something that you feel so connected to and it fulfills you to do it. So that's wonderful. I'm interested in your daily routine. What's a day at LifeFlight like? Give me a rough breakdown of the number and the types of calls you get.
So we have four satellite bases in the surrounding Houston area. They're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And we have a fifth helicopter that's actually located at Memorial Hermann in the Texas Medical Center that operates 12 hours a day. So that helicopter, its specialty, it handles balloon pumps, neonatal transfers, pediatric transfers, Impellas, ECMO. So that's kind of our layout for the bases. A normal day after we get our aircrafts checked off, we verify our blood products, we get a briefing with our pilot. Then after that, we're on for the city and their surrounding areas. So it really depends on who calls and what the day brings. It could be anything different.
So if there's a wreck on the highway, how do they decide if an ambulance should come versus a helicopter? What triggers your response?
So there's two types of calls. There's scene calls and hospital transfers, and we're going off of a scene call. So that's EMTs and paramedics on the ambulance or fire truck that get on scene. So an ambulance will get dispatched every time. Once the crew makes contact with the patient, they determine basically the patient needs transport to a level one trauma center. That's usually the determining factor for ambulance versus air. Another thing is if the patient needs blood products quickly, that they'll call us since we do carry blood.
So a scene call then is when someone is on the scene and they realize that this is necessary, that the patient needs to get there faster than you could do by ambulance. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes, and not just for a level one trauma center and blood, but distance. A lot of these services are pretty far out from facilities, specifically a level one trauma center, so we can get there much quicker.
Got it. And you mentioned that you have blood on board, which I'm assuming is part of the reason that you would choose to use LifeFlight versus a different mode of transport, because you're able to provide care en route. Is that correct?
That's correct. At LifeFlight, it's unique in the fact that we carry more blood on board than most other air medical providers in Texas, including whole blood. We have packed red blood cells and plasma on every flight. So, you know, this means we're able to transfuse the time of patient contact and during flight, and once the components are utilized for the patient, we just restock at the hospital, and then we're ready to go on another one.
Yeah, what a lot of people don't realize is that minutes really do matter when you're in a crisis, and those minutes can be eaten up by transportation. So when you can start to provide care at the moment of contact, that really can change outcomes. So you're able to give transfusions en route. Do you have vasopressors as well?
We do carry multiple vasoactive drugs for our patients. For those that have hypotension, depending on any type of illness or injury, like our septic patients, cardiac failure, our renal failure patients, neuro injuries. But if the patient is hemorrhaging, if they need blood, then that's going to be our first line.
Of course. And then what other type of diagnostic equipment do you have on board?
So on the aircraft, our crew consists of a flight nurse, which is also a paramedic, and then a flight paramedic. And we're both trained in the use of ultrasound. Currently, on board all our aircrafts, we carry handheld ultrasound devices, which we can use for detecting a collapsed lung, a pneumothorax, free fluid within the abdominal cavity, free fluid around the heart. We can monitor fetal heart tones as well. We have the capability to conduct lab tests on board. We also have our cardiac monitor, which we do 12 leads with, our ventilators and IV pumps. All these are pretty much standard here on every aircraft at LifeLight.
What is LifeLight doing to benefit preventable or potentially preventable death rates in trauma patients?
At our Texas Medical Center campus, we're affiliated with McGovern Medical School at UT Health Houston. So we're fortunate enough to work for a program that's at one of the nation's largest and busiest level one trauma centers, first of all. And because of that, there's a lot of research that goes on and a lot of education, given how much trauma that we actually do deal with at LifeLight. We're included in these studies, and they impact new technology and medical advancements. We have two medical directors. One is in emergency medicine, board certified. The other is board certified in trauma surgery. We have a unique process for our trauma patients, which is called scene to OR. This is where we have a trauma patient with a life-threatening injury, and from the helipad, we're able to bypass the ER and go straight to our hybrid OR for surgical intervention. And the hybrid OR combines the benefits of the operating room with advanced imaging techniques such as CAT scan and angiography. So our crew can have the patient in the operating room within 2 minutes of landing. So I think that's definitely one of the most impactful things that we're doing for our trauma patients.
I would say that's amazing. I'm a pediatrician, and I know, having worked in the trauma center, how important it is to get patients who need surgery to that OR right away. And what you guys are able to do by doing the diagnostic tests on board, by being able to start to treat on board, and then being able to get the patients directly from the helipad to that hybrid OR, definitely is shaving minutes off of their time. And a lot of times those minutes are what changes the outcome in those patients. So it sounds like you've got a really well-oiled machine there, and then I'm sure the people in Houston are benefiting greatly from that. As a crew member, what does it mean to you to be a patient advocate?
It's a big responsibility to be able to, one, find out what their problem is, what pathology is going on, and two, treat that accordingly and take care of that promptly. And three, relay that to the providers that are in the ED or the OR. So there's nothing's missed. There's no lapse in care. It's a big responsibility to have that continuum of care from initial contact all the way into when we deliver them to the ED or OR. And most of these patients, it's going to be the worst day of their life to get flown in a helicopter to the med center. So being able to have the equipment, the resources to take care of them and be an advocate for whatever's going on with them that day, to me, that's the big responsibility, and I'm really proud to undertake that here at LifeLight.
And you should be. Thank you so much for your service. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
In addition to saying thanks to having me today, I have to say, working for Memorial Hermann LifeLight and being a part of the legacy that our founder, Dr. Red Duke, set forth, all the history that we have here, it's an absolute honor. It's a privilege to have the resources, the education, the training, anything that we need to be 100% patient care centered and focused. I just have to say, I'm more than proud to work for the program. And again, thank you for having me.
You can tell how proud you are and what a real difference you're making in that community. John, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your expertise on this topic. We really appreciate it. Now is the time to learn more about Memorial Hermann LifeLight and incorporate LifeLight into the community to improve patient care. Visit us at www.memorialhermann.org/LifeLight. That's Memorial Hermann with two N's. Or contact us at 713-704-4000 to discuss how LifeLight can better partner with you as clinicians. That concludes this episode of Advance, the podcast series from Memorial Hermann. Please remember to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast and all other podcasts in our library. I'm Dr. Corey Cross.